I've got just a little bit of background that I would like to walk through. I'm actually going to abbreviate my presentation so that we do have time for the introductions. We are expecting between 80 and 90 people today, and an important part of the workshop series is an opportunity for everyone to just say a few words about what brought them to the workshop today. We're really delighted to have a expert team representing individuals from the NIST, the former Advanced Technology Program. You'll be hearing a lot about this program today. It reflects 18 years of significant effort, world-renowned program, and this is an opportunity for us to garner some of this significant learnings from this program, which really predated our GPRA, our approach to the Government Performance and Results Act for our own federal agency management, as well as the PART. And I'm guessing that some aspects of these methodologies will be timely. And again, the focus here has been investments intended to accelerate commercialization that would yield benefits not only to the companies, but broad economic benefits. And I would say that that is a very timeless and very strategic leadership role that continues today. The ATP program is winding down, but it is being reconstituted as the technology innovation program. And so I think there will be people here who can begin to share that message with you as well. I would also direct you to our wiki page where you'll see a lot of excellent resources from the ATP program and the beginnings of the new TIP program. And now I'd like to take just a moment and share a little bit of a backdrop to the workshop series. Some of you may have been to the Stockholm Museum that hosts the Vasa. This was the flagship of the Swedish king. The story behind it, however, is that it was built beyond any scale previously. They brought in the best builders, you know, the best expertise that they had. However, when the captain conducted a test of the ship, he had his men run up and back across the deck, and he learned very quickly it was a tender ship, meaning unstable. Apparently at that time, and you can go to Wikipedia, and there's a difference of opinion as to what really happened. It may be the work slowed down. It may be the communications weren't so good. Maybe people weren't quite sure how to tell the king or quite how to make some remedial steps. But eventually the ship was launched, and unfortunately, as it left the safety of the Stockholm Harbor, it turtled and sank with loss of life as well. I guess just sort of the concept here is in our federal space and beyond globally, there's no question as to the scale of the scale and complexity of the challenges that we face. It just may be that we can organize more effectively, increase visibility, transparency, the kinds of communication reciprocities that would be important as we go forward. So much of our really important work has got very significant interdependencies, multifaceted, multidimensional, and so part of what this workshop series is about is really breaking down those barriers and increasing people's abilities to understand, and this is a bit of our mantra, in design we either hobble or support people's natural ability to express forms of expertise within domains, within our agencies. This is part of our challenge. The workshop series itself is supported and co-sponsored not only by my office, GSA, Intergovernmental Solutions, but also through the CIO Council, where Richard and I are the co-chairs of the Emerging Technology Subcommittee. I also co-chair one of the coordinating groups under the Subcommittee on Networking and Information Technology R&D. And I would hope that you might continue to join us in future workshops where we are working with this community, which represents the science agencies and the parts of those agencies that are funding our next generation IT research and development. And just I'm going to skip over these other than to say that this is the slides. All the slides of today's workshop are also archived on our public work site, our wiki. I'll just say that this is the backdrop to the Emerging Technology Subcommittee. An important part of the process, our FY08 activities, includes an emerging technology lifecycle process that is led by Jim Disbro from the Department of Energy, our program manager, as well as the workshop series. And through both of these programs, the workshops and ET.gov, we really seek in our way to have that frontier space where we can easily draw upon emerging capabilities and use our workshop series to help determine the viability of these capabilities. And we have a means to graduate capabilities up through the CIO Council. And this is a little background. Again, the workshop series are part of the strategic plan of the CIO Council, an opportunity to open up communications across the science and the service agencies as well. For any of you that are federal employees, you might, in leaning on the science and the IT side, you might be interested to go to this subcommittee on networking and IT R&D, and your contributions would be welcome. There's 7 coordinating groups, and the site is nitrd.gov. And your strategic leadership would be greatly welcome. So just in a word, and then we'll go around the room. The workshops really are intended to organize around a common purpose. They kind of vary each month. In fact, last March at this time was our first introduction to Second Life. We're beginning to appreciate that there may be some means to reduce the cost of modeling and simulation, where it involves people and roles and responsibilities, and look to some of these virtual world capabilities. So that was about a year ago. We continue, and in each month we kind of move around different topics, but they continue to build. We have a series of questions that we're asking ourselves, and we're really intending to improve the dialogue, as I mentioned, across the multiple boundaries that would divide us. And hopefully for all of you in particular, you'll, I think, be leaving with a pretty significant body of knowledge from the team represented today, and all in all, leave with a better sense of the whole, whereby you go back to your respective setting with a larger understanding of the challenge at hand. And I don't think this is new. This is a part of what we've always been about. And so, again, it's moving to away from the need-to-know environment to the build-to-share architectures. How can we be informed, not overwhelmed by the complexity of all the forms of expertise that we bring, organizing around communities of interest, building on the enterprise architecture framework, and really looking to the emergence of capabilities that we can draw from. Lots of questions that we keep asking about building our shared understanding, working across boundaries, collaborative prototyping. We've learned an awful lot over the last few years, but I won't dwell on that. All in all, it is seeking to take our highest level missions, find a light way of tuning up in alignment such that together we can improve service delivery across government. Some of the questions that we continue to draw upon. Last month we focused on the National Response Framework. We had a physician from the White House Homeland Security Council presenting his story that will require, again, many more communities to be able to learn from one another. And I won't even try to read this because I would direct you to your agenda that speaks to the workshop issues today, but again, the importance of a stakeholder approach and how these methodologies serve to give the level and degree of feedback needed by stakeholders within government, in the case of the former ATP program, and beyond, to better understand the value of the work underway. And again, this is in your handout. Upcoming workshops, like to have you join us. And actually, let me repair this, because we've made a couple changes to the dates and themes, but I'll share that at the end of today's session with you all.